You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We're finding out this morning that our listeners are a bunch of thieves. Thieves, I tell you.
Thievery.
What did you take from a bar or restaurant? And we can't even keep up with all of the stories.
A ton of them coming in. I had mentioned before the break that Sean posted on my Facebook and said that he had taken the Parmesan cheese grater from Olive Garden. And I was like, how did you get away with that? He texted in now and said they left it at the table. I think we put it in the take-home box. It was a long time ago. So as they were walking by a table, as they were leaving, they just snagged it. And
I got to tell you, by the way, just to make her feel better, that is a Sean She.
Oh, it's a She? Okay. Mm-hmm. Sean She.
Sean
She. Anyway, they stole the Parmesan cheese grater.
Come on,
from the
Sean.
OG. And I, you know, I can't point fingers. For years and years, our little shtick when we went out with friends or, you know, while I was dating Nick Nack, we would take glasses, drinking glasses from various restaurants. And we had quite the collection going. I want to say we had like 20 or 30 glasses. And karma came back and punched us right in the face because every single one of those glasses has fallen out of the cupboard and broken. So, I have none left. And it's like a curse thing. It's like every one of them.
It's broken. Not like I'm a saint or an angel, but I think just being raised by a first sergeant, I'm really not a steal guy from a restaurant or a bar. However, two stories. One, I did feel justified when I went to that resort just a couple of years ago, and it was so overpriced, and they charged me an ungodly amount of money for that old-fashioned, and I told you that I stole that glass.
Yep, yep, been there.
Because it's the best tumbler ever for an old-fashioned or a black Manhattan. Yeah. So good, and so I put that in my computer bag, and I left with that, and I felt terrible. I mean, you crow about all the glasses you've stolen. Yep. I bet I spent the next 2 days sweating. Like,
it was a thing. Like, this one's got a cool logo. Take it.
But then the other story that's funny is us going out as a morning show several times back in the day, and your gag was always to put stuff in my coat pockets when I like left to go pee or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember getting home one day after we'd gone out for St. Patrick's Day. And I took my jacket off and I was like, I hadn't noticed. Why is it so heavy on the side?
A little heavy on the left.
And I reached my hand in and it's one of those little glass, like the holder for sugar and stevia and stuff like that.
The sugar holder.
The sugar holder thing. And it was filled with sugar and stuff, too. And it's a big, heavy glass thing in there. I want you to know, that was about 10 years ago. I still use that every single day.
Oh, I love that. That's nice.
It's in my kitchen, and it's filled with all of my stevia, and I use it every
That's
day.
That's fantastic. See, I did you
and
a little
you
favor.
You stole it from Slattery's.
Yep.
I'll bust you right now.
I'll
Slattery's
tell you right
can't
now.
Come after me. Jeremy's the one who took it.
Hey, listen, it's you're not the only one. I'm a big fan of like sliding silverware into people's jackets, or if I'm out with somebody and I have a purse wide open, I will put something in there, you know, numerous cloth napkins, something like that.
I believe
it's a little thing I do.
At our last happy hour, it wasn't the last one, it was the one before when we were in Belmar.
Yes.
And I stole your trick, and I think I did it with somebody in the group. At the end, where all of us were around the table, and I grabbed, I think it was salt and pepper shakers, put them in somebody's pocket.
We need to
it
make
was
that
your
a thing.
Trick.
We need to make that a reoccurring thing now with our happy hours.
Like, every happy hour that we do.
One listener is going to leave.
The next one's going to be in Thornton. I don't know if in July anyone will have any pockets that we could stuff something into.
Somebody's going to be wearing cargo shorts, I guarantee you, and they're going to get home.
Or a big purse, maybe.
Yeah, you'll find salt and pepper in there.
All right, so the segment is, what did you steal, you criminal, from a bar or restaurant? Now, the more unusual, the better. Glasses, we understand.
A lot of wood trays, I'm seeing.
Like if silverware you silverware we get.
The Outback has those little wooden bread boards that the bread comes out on. I'm getting a lot of those where people just steal the little wood cutting board.
Oh, man. No wonder the bread's getting so expensive.
They're going to take away the free bread soon.
Allie says a sushi den dinner plate.
That's good. Kim says, I stole a giant inflatable Corona bottle from a bar in Estes Park. Just casually walked out like I owned the place. Nobody questioned me at all.
They might have thought that she'd been hired to move it or something.
I've taken one of the metal buckets. Like if you order a bucket of five Coronas or whatever, I've taken the bucket before.
Criminal.
Walked out with that.
Colleen from Parker says, when my sister was dating her husband, they stole a huge area rug from a restaurant. Yes, they were drunk, and no one at the restaurant was in the area, and they liked the rug.
Oh, my God. Just roll it
so
up
they rolled a
out?
Rug up and carried it out.
Oh, my God.
You know, people are just thieves. Every time I stay in a hotel room, I always laugh because all of the paintings, the pictures, are all screwed into
yeah,
the wall.
And, like, the lamps are, too, you know? Babe wrote in and sent us a picture of a couple glasses from Red Robin. Really neat looking glasses, like from the bar.
You know what? I'm going to say that is karma on Red Robin for cutting back on the number of fries that they serve.
Yeah. You ever taken the seasoning from a Red Robin? You're like, thank you.
No,
I haven't
buy Red
either.
Robin seasoning.
I would never do such a thing.
You steal Red Robin seasoning. I buy
it. I didn't say that. I was just a
you
simple
did.
Question. Have you ever done it?
You're a thief.
I've
I
never
know
done
you.
It.
Crab cracker tools from Bethany.
You're a crab cracker. John says they stole the plastic booster seat from, I will not name the restaurant, but yeah.
Oh, my God.
How'd they walk out with the booster seat?
Someone's got to see that.
I've taken ketchup in the squirt bottles from the table. Oh, my God. That's from Anna.
Chris says, I took the silver tube that bars use to keep your pitcher of beer cold. Funny, I've never
okay.
used it. Just
okay.
stole it just to steal it.
These are good. Zoe says, I took the bucket with ice that they keep the wine bottle in at your table. The bucket that they put the wine
yeah,
in?
Yeah, so you know if they bring, yeah, if you bring it out
fancy.
Like a white wine and they got the bucket with ice in
again,
it.
Again, how God. Do you get out of the restaurant with that?
Jill says, we stole napkins from Guy Fieri's restaurant in Vegas.
Oh, that's a yeah souvenir.
I bet with celebrity places like that, I'll bet they just work into the price of everything, replacing all that stuff through theft. You know?
Yeah.
Like Guy Fieri knows everyone's going to steal the napkins because it's got my name on it. So let's just build it into the price. Yeah. When you buy your overpriced skirt steak
the
or whatever.
Theft fee.
There's a theft fee that's added on top. Put your names on these if you've never signed your name to one before. 6103 said, my ex stole a tiki pole from a restaurant in Waikiki.
Oh,
and
okay.
when we moved to Colorado, it was stolen from us. One thing our listeners have in common is they're all criminals because we've been buried with
yeah.
messages.
And you're very sly and sneaky getting some of these things out of these restaurants.
Leniva, is that how you pronounce her name?
Sure.
They stole a table.
Awesome.
And I wrote back, I was like, how did you steal a table?
I'm not even
and
mad at that.
She just gave some explanation how they picked it up and carried it out. I was like, my God.
At some point, if it's late at night at a bar, nobody's going to notice. You just walk out.
Well, this was like at a hotel or something.
Oh, never mind. Jenna wrote in and said, I stole one cushion from a patio bar chair. It was in the chair I was sitting in. I was drunk, boys.
Yeah, we've heard a few of the inebriated stories.
Cushion.
So let me upset Cheryl here. I'm going to get her. She'll probably never listen to us again. But she wrote in about how her husband takes hot sauce, if it's a kind that he doesn't have.
Yeah.
He loves hot sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not the packets, people. We're talking about the little bottles of hot sauce, right? And she goes, he keeps every bottle when they're empty. I'll send a picture of his collection. So she did. And how do I say this without being too... It's such a white trash collection.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it is. I mean, it is.
It's like
the people who do the shot glass collections. I mean...
I think it's very impressive. Very cool
classy.
Looking.
No.
That's really cool looking. You don't like
and
that?
And it's such a guy thing.
Looks like they're all on top of their kitchen cabinets. And,
yeah, I'm
going
to stack up all my hot sauce bottles.
Hundreds of them. Oh, Cheryl, I think it's really cool.
You can just boycott me, Cheryl. But
yeah,
that
I think
is,
that's really neat.
Get that out of your kitchen right now.
I love your paint color, too, on the wall.
Well, that's nice. That's a nice accent color she's got going there.
Speaking of, Amy says, I steal the Tabasco for my to-go order from Chipotle every single time. Yeah, they're just sitting right there. I think about that when I see those bottles. It's like you could just completely walk out with those. Carlos says, my wife likes to steal the bowls where the sides come in from Texas Roadhouse. She figures instead of scooping her sides out into the to-go box, might as well take the whole bowl.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Carlos, return those.
Fabian says, a huge bale of hay from a rodeo-themed restaurant.
Oh.
They stole a bale of hay.
Not mad at that.
Let's take a phone call. Rachel has been patiently holding. Rachel, what's the story?
Hi there. I was eating at a sushi restaurant and watched two individuals escape from the bathroom with two very large, beautiful paintings. We notified the staff at the restaurant. They went racing after them, called the cops, and I think they got away with it.
It's like a museum heist almost, you know?
Yes.
That's crazy. That's really nutty. Here's one from Ruben that's kind of similar. Ruben says, no joke, a buddy walked out with the paper towel dispenser from the restroom.
The whole dispenser.
The whole dispenser, Rachel.
Rachel.
Can you believe it?
I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye now.
Thank you. They're just carrying the artwork out.
Here's a no-name, please. This is even worse, boys. I've stolen things from my friend's house. My recent was a couple serving spoons from a friend's house. They were Mikasa. So nice. No name, please.
Gotta give some points to Cheryl. I was talking about the white trash display. She wrote back. She agrees with me. Really? She knows it is. It's pretty trashy. Oh, what else? Any other good ones? I feel dirty doing this whole segment because it's like we're endorsing theft, and I don't want to do that.
Eye-opening on how much stuff is leaving these restaurants, honestly.
Alicia says, what's wrong with a shot glass collection? And then sent a photo.
Yeah, Steph took a tambourine after karaoke night.
Oh, no.
Steph, you win.
Salt grinders from Olive Garden from Christine. Owls from hotels from Christine. She takes books from hotel rooms. Christine, you have a bit of a problem.
Wow.
I mean, if you're stealing from everywhere you go,
you might need to talk to somebody about that. A lot of steak knives leaving restaurants.
Yeah.
A lot of that. All right, guys. Well, thanks.
I'm telling you, I feel bad doing this segment now.
Y'all are never coming to my house.
No. Now I feel bad that if we do host, you know, we keep doing our little happy hour get-togethers every few months. I almost feel bad for the place where we're doing it because I just know our listeners are thieves and they're going to be stealing crap from the bar.
Well, that's on them.